Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It's Wednesday, December 19th, 2018, and today is St. Nicholas Day again. Well, it's celebrated on the 5th and 6th in Western countries. It's celebrated on the 19th in Eastern countries. And so just remember, before you go out there and kill Santa Claus for your kids, a man can be bought, bullied, or destroyed, but an idea can last forever. Kids only get to believe in magic for a little bit. Then they wake up and realize that the world is just one big evil shithole. So ignorance is bliss. Let them have their fun while they're kids for as long as they can. Let's jump into the episode today. I got some news for people who don't like the game thing. I got a little bit of news, and then we're going to jump back into the game thing after that. So stick around if you're here for the regular show. First up, Tim Reed. He played Hyde's real dad in That 70s Show, and he played the dad in Sister Sister. That dude's turning 74 today. He did not look that old. I don't know, man. I guess, but Sister Sister was on a long-ass time ago, but yeah, he's pretty fucking old. Who do we got next? Ken Marino. Ken Marino. There you go. He's turning 50 today. He played Miles in Charmed, the TV show. He played Tony in Reaper. And this goes back, man. I used to watch that Reaper show, but this goes back to cable. You just couldn't fucking... I didn't have TiVo. You know what I'm saying? So you lose track. You can't make it there at like 10 o'clock on a certain day every day. So thank God for streaming every day whenever I want, as many episodes as I want, so I can feed the cravings, you know, just nonstop until the whole fucking show's done. Who else did he play? He played Raccoon Jerry in Hoodwinked. That movie was actually pretty funny. And then he played, he wrote, and he played a character, Jim Stencil, whatever, in Role Models. I swear to God, this dude was in more movies. I mean, I know they all are than Wikipedia tells you, but I've seen this dude so many times. Who do we got next? Christy Swanson, turning 49 today. So she played Simone in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah, that's pretty old. She played Buffy in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. So yeah, shit, I was like 8 or 9 when that came out. I don't remember. And she played Christy in Dude, Where's My Car? She also played Rachel in Swamp Shark. That just sounds like a badass movie. I gotta find this thing, man. Swamp Shark. I hope it's like, you know, some huge great white that's swimming around in 3 feet deep water. That would be cool. Next up, we go to Alyssa Milano. Turning 46 today. She played Phoebe in Charmed. Two Charmed characters. Next up, we got Jake Gyllenhaal. He first debuted as a kid in City Slickers. Then he went on. He's done Donnie Darko. He was the main character. I didn't like that movie. I haven't watched the whole thing. And he played October Sky, Homegrown. Once they get fucking too big, they don't list all their damn movies on Wikipedia, and this dude, I wasn't going to go find out all the bullshit he was in. You see him all over the fucking place. Jake Gyllenhaal, their whole family's a bunch of actors. Next up, we got Marla Sokoloff, turning 38 today. She played Paige in Boy Meets World, Gaia in Full House, Marissa in Step by Step, Paige again in Home Improvement, Jody on Party of Five, and Wilma on Dude, Where's My Car? Two Dude, Where's My Car birthdays today. Yeah, this girl, I was trying to explain. I don't remember what we were talking about. My wife and I were talking, and I was like, the girl that played in every fucking 90s show ever. And this is the girl. I couldn't find out who the fuck she was. But yeah, she was like every 90s sitcom, fucking TGI Friday, she was in it, dude. She was in every fucking one of them, and I don't think she ever got, like, a main character slot in any of that. I guess she's still back to Fuller House, But she's been in a ton of shit. Okay. Let's move on to some history here. So today in history, in 1606, the founders of Jamestown Colony, the first of the 13 colonies of America, departed from England. Why the fuck they left in the middle of December, I have no goddamn idea. I guess so they could get here in spring, you know what I'm saying? But could you imagine being on the Atlantic Ocean in a fucking wooden boat with in the middle of December? That shit must have fucking sucked, dude. I can't imagine how much that would suck. Yeah, until I moved to Utah, like, I'd never felt cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might get down to, like, 28 as, like, a record-breaking low back where I'm from. But shit, dude, you could be in a freezer and not feel how cold it is here sometimes. It's crazy. Like, towards the end of winter, the middle of winter, you're walking around with a t-shirt when it's like 30 degrees. But, yeah, I mean, it gets down past zero, dude. It's fucking... That shit sucks. It's fucking cold is horrible. Okay. Let's move on to some history, though. Enough with my bullshit. In 1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens was published. And I'm telling you, man, if you're at work today and you can plug your phone in while you listen to YouTube, because that shit just drains the battery. I can listen to podcasts for like 8 fucking hours on Spotify, you know what I'm saying, with my phone battery. But I stream YouTube for like an hour and 30 minutes, my phone is dead. It's crazy. But yeah, there's lots of different copies of A Christmas Carol on YouTube, so check that out. It's a pretty damn good audiobook. They had some really good copies. And if you haven't listened to it yet, listen to the Railyard Ghost Christmas album. Best Christmas album out there. For most people, just skip to Gringo Bells, track 3. It's, you know, most people probably won't like the first 2 tracks on that. But once you get to track 3 and on, it's really good, man. My favorite Christmas album of all time. And just type in Railyard Ghosts. Railyard, one word. Ghosts, another word. And then X Mass. And it should be like archive, first thing that pops up. Maybe I will put it into the description, so look for it down there. what do we got? 1907, 239 coal miners in Pennsylvania die in the Dar Mine disaster. This happened when a couple of miners were carrying around their lamps, and they went into an area that was closed off by the fire marshal the day before, and they didn't say what type of gas exploded the mine, but it was some type. So, yeah, just guys walking around with open flame lanterns. In 1972, they released footage that would let the world believe that the Apollo 17 mission would return to Earth. So, yeah, they had their fake footage. They released it today in 1972. I mean, 72, I guess, why would we go back to the moon since 1972? That's just silly. We've already been there, right? Why the fuck would we keep going back? It makes no sense. Fun fact. In 2018, NASA had a budget of $20.736 billion. That is a fuckload of money, and that's just the money they tell us. That's not all the other bullshit they get, so it's probably realistically like triple that fucking amount, if not even more than that. But there are 122 million tax-paying citizens in America. So that breaks down, if we were all paying an even amount of money to NASA, out of 122 million people, each person would have to spend $170 a fucking year so people could play in space. Fucking play in space. Like, holy shit. Another fun fact here. Out of 325.7 million Americans, only 122 million pay taxes. So, You know, if you're out there with your second or third job paying taxes, now you know why you have to pay taxes on your second and third job. I mean, obviously you got kids and stay-at-home moms and everything else, so it's not like it's going to be the majority of people paying taxes, but they shouldn't fucking tax your second job, and definitely not your third job. What do we got next? 1974, under Gerald Ford, Nelson Rockefeller is sworn in as vice president. Thought that was just something to point out. In 1983, in Brazil, someone stole the FIFA World Cup trophy. So I wonder if they sold it or if it was just some drunk kids and they're like, oh shit, look what we got. I could have seen us trying to do something like that. That'd be so funny. And filling it with beer or whatever the fuck. Pissing on it, I don't know. 1997, 104 people die when Silk Air Flight 185 crashes in Indonesia. So hopefully you already flew over to see Grandma. What we got next? 1998, the second president in U.S. history is impeached. It was Bill Clinton. The first was Andrew Johnson in 1868. I thought they were trying to impeach Clinton. Didn't Clinton... I gotta look into this, but I thought Clinton stayed in office for the full eight-year term. Maybe they impeached him, like, right at the end or some shit. Yeah, I tried to read into it real quick today, but man, it wasn't even just, like, the Monica Lewinsky thing. There was a whole bunch of other women, and they were calling it all this weird shit. I have no fucking idea. Whoa. Sorry there. Okay, in 2001, riots broke loose in Buenos Aires, Argentina, due to an economic crisis. So that does it for history of today. Man, I was playing, what the hell, Overwatch with my three-year-old this morning. He's like 3.5, just barely 3.5. And he's pretty damn good, man. He went on one killing spree. He killed like 4 or 5 different people in like one life. I don't know. I don't know if that's good. This is like the first time I've played Overwatch. But for a three-year-old, man, it's amazing that he can even like operate the controller. It's crazy because when you look at a three-year-old or a toddler play the remote control, they have to like keep it on their legs, and they're using like their full hands to try to hit all the buttons. It's fucking man, they're gonna be so good when they grow up. It's crazy. Let's get into some news of today though. So Tesla's tunnel is done. Elon Musk's Boring Company has completed their first tunnel under LA. This tunnel is an experimental tunnel that is only 1.14 miles long, so it has an electric skate that drags the car on average about 35 miles per hour through the tunnel. They're planning on doing more. There's an elevator that lowers it down and then raises, I think raises it up on the other side. They only showed the one that lowered it down. But I'm pretty sure, they didn't say in the fucking article, but I'm pretty sure it's only Tesla cars that can be hooked to this thing. And I would imagine because this skate hooks into the wheel, like, and it's a special skate, so they probably did design the Tesla or the skate to do the I mean, it would be hard to fucking, you're doing a Geo Metro and then you're doing a raised truck and then you're back to a little bug and shit like that. I think it's only for Teslas, but he plans on doing a whole bunch more. I don't know, man. The electric car thing, that's gonna suck, because then poor people like me, like, you're stuck with these gas cars, and now all these gas cars have so much computer bullshit in them. It's fucking crazy. They should have stopped at, like, right after fuel injection was perfected. That was, like, the top point for cars right there. Like, 88 to like 94, that's like your best year car right there, man. They got the fuel injection. You don't gotta fuck with the damn carburetor all the time. It's all mechanical still. You got like one computer behind your dashboard, and if something goes wrong with that, you just replace that. But other than that, you know, it's just replace. Oh, my alternator's out. Oh, I need to change my transmission. I don't have no fucking sensor that adjusts how my car drives on my goddamn transmission. It's fucking crazy. I mean, they did have quite a few vacuum tubes still in that time area, but, you know, that was just mainly heater and, you know, it wasn't too bad to fuck with, but, I am not looking forward to electric cars taking over. That's, because I'm gonna end up buying these used electric cars, and fucking A, dude, like, that's not gonna be easy to fix. This shit's gonna be all computerized, and, like, holy shit. That's not going to be fun. You're going to have to study up on your electrical skills now before you're stuck in buying those bullshits. What do we got next here? We got another short little thing. So, what are the ages you feel the loneliest in life? Apparently, your late 20s, your mid-50s, and your late 80s. If you can live to your late 80s, like, fuck, how you feel lonely? You should feel lucky as fuck if you live to 80. That's fucking... I guess if you can still move around and shit. There's a lot of people in here that are 80, and I'm sure they, like, wish they were gone, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you'll get over it. So just fucking keep on trucking. What do we got next? Oh, okay, this is a thought of mine. How is playing dress-up all right for some people, but not for other people, right? I mean, now especially, you got people that can dress in women's clothing or whatever the fuck they want, right? Whatever the fuck they want. But I can't patch my clothes or I look like a fucking poor homeless person, right? Like, I like my pants. I wish I could just fucking patch them and be done with it. That's what I used to do, but try to go to work in patched up clothes, and they'll tell you to get your fucking slob ass out of there. And then suits. It's like people wearing suits, right? Cufflinks, a tie. This shit used to hold your fucking shit together, dude. Like, what the fuck are we still wearing this shit for? You're playing dress up. You are fucking playing dress up. All these business people that fucking pluck their eyebrows. I'm talking about men. Plucking their eyebrows and shaving their face every day. And fucking wearing suits and ties and cufflinks and all this other bullshit. Like, you are playing dress up, dude. If you put lotion on your skin, you are playing dress up. It's fucking crazy. It's totally acceptable. But the one that gets me out of all of them are the people that dress like fucking cowboys, dude. It's all right to play cowboy when you're a goddamn adult, but I can't patch my fucking clothes up? Are you fucking kidding me? Walking around here with a big ass hat and some fucking belt buckle the size of a goddamn plate and cowboy boots, dude. Cowboy boots are for riding horses. That's why they have heels, like a woman. Heels, right? I mean, they're heels. That's what you're wearing, is high heels in this skinny-ass, uncomfortable boot that doesn't tie up so your foot can slip out of the fucking thing if you fall off a horse. The heels are to grab the fucking pedals or whatever the fuck you call horse saddle thingies. I don't understand it. I do not understand it. There's a fuckload of them out here that dress up like cowboys, wear vests and the hat and the fucking belt buckle and the boots, and it's like, holy shit, dude, how the fuck is that sociably acceptable and I can't patch up my fucking clothes, right? My shit's eco-friendly. That means I have to buy less pants, right? Correct? Oh, my sweater's got a hole in it. I guess I should just throw the fucking thing away. I don't understand it. Drives me crazy. I see it all the time. These people dressed up like they're 5 years old chasing around an Indian. And it's perfectly fine. Okay, let's get into our game today. What do we got here? Okay, so if you weren't here yesterday, this is a Christmas Story, the party game. It's a pretty fun game. You know, as long as you watch the movie beforehand, you can play with your kids. They should, you know, their minds, they soak that shit up real quick. But, I mean, if you're like me, you've seen the movie since you were a kid. So you've got most of this shit just in the back of your head. But I'm going to ask you a question about the movie A Christmas Story. And then I will give you around 5 seconds to do the answer. You can pause or you can just try to say it real quick in your head. And hopefully everybody has a real good time. This is a review of this game in case whatever company made the... I guess I should say that. NECA? NECA. Wizard Kid. Wiz Kids made this game. So, thank you for this game. I'm doing a review right now. Okay, let's start. What will you get if you eat undercooked turkey? So what will you get if you eat undercooked turkey? Worms. Okay, what does Ralphie call his BB gun in his dream? Old Blue. Okay, what is wrong with the Chinese turkey? It's smiling at him. Okay, what kind of medium does the old man work his art in? Profanity. Why is Randy crying under the sink? Because Daddy's gonna kill Ralphie. What color eyes does Ralphie's... Okay, what color eyes does Ralphie report that Scott Fargus has? Yellow. I think they were yellow glowing eyes, to be exact. Okay. What does Ralphie first tell Santa he wants for Christmas? Remember, he's up there flustered. What does he tell him he wants? He doesn't even really tell him. Santa tells him, and then he just sort of nods his head. A football. For a moment after Ralphie breaks his glasses, what does he think he can get away with? He thinks he can fake it. He thinks he can just walk in there and act like nothing's wrong. We've all been there. What actor played Ralphie? Peter Billingsley. Has he been in anything else, dude? I couldn't fucking tell you. Man, I've seen that movie like every year since I was 3. And I couldn't tell you if I've seen him in anything else. What was the best line the old man could come up with after his lamp broke? Not a finger. What do we got next here? What does Ralphie's favorite radio show, or what time does Ralphie's favorite radio show come on? 6:45 p.m. What does Ralphie mail away for? Sorry, I'm a shitty reader. That's why I listen to audiobooks. A decoder pin. What does that decoder pin say? Drink more Ovaltine. Who made Ralphie the pink bunny suit? His aunt Clara. What are the 3 categories of kids Ralphie describes? Some of these questions need to be worded a little differently. Bullies, toadies, and the nameless rabble? Yeah, bullies, toadies, and the nameless rabble. Rabble. I don't fucking know. Okay, what is in the sock of Ralphie's dream present? Oh, what is in the stock of Ralphie's dream present. A compass. What does Randy say when he sits on Santa's lap? Nothing. He just screams in terror. The actor Scott Schwartz played which character? Flick. That's funny because the other kid's name was Schwartz, wasn't it? What is Ralphie's last name? Parker. What is the only animal Ralphie is allowed to shoot? The Bumpus's hounds. How many times does Scott Farkas chase the boys in Fast Forward? So in just that one scene. 4. Where is just the place for a leg lamp? The middle of the front room window. Why doesn't Santa have to ask you if you've been good? Because he knows. He always knows. Okay. What is the name of Ralphie's school? Holy shit, you'd have to be a damn big fan to know that. So what's the name of Ralphie's school? The Warren G. Harding School. Okay, what do we got next here? What kind of hat does Scott Farkas wear? A coonskin hat. Okay, I'm going to do a couple more and then we'll have one more day of this. Who does Ralphie say told him the F-dash-dash-dash word? Schwartz. That's so funny. It's crazy, too, because that probably was, like, a huge deal nowadays. And now your kids are watching all sorts of shit. It's like, I don't know. I guess there's still parents out there that care if they say fuck. I don't know. We just tell them to shut up about it. Like, what is not a very good Christmas present? A football. What is the only room in the house a boy of 9 can get some privacy? The bathroom. Who is Ralphie's teacher? Miss Shields. What is the title of the theme Ralphie must write? What I Want for Christmas. What kind of accident does Swede the nincompoop neighbor have? Oh, accident. I'm a dummy. What kind of accent does Swede the nincompoop neighbor have? Southern. What is worse, feeling guilty or getting caught? Getting caught. How does Ralphie's mom get Randy to eat his dinner? She asks him how to show her how the little piggies eat. He asks her to show whatever the fuck, you understand. What kind of dare did Schwartz skip? A triple dare. What rhyme does Randy use to complain about his dinner? Meatloaf, Smeatloaf, Double Beatloaf. What natural wintertime phenomenon has been known to kill people? Falling icicles. Why do Ralphie and Schwartz abandon Flick with his tongue stuck to the pole? Because the bell rang. I still don't see how that was freaking their fault. You know what I'm saying? That dumbass kid stuck his tongue to that pole. It's his fault. What did a guy in Terre Haute win in a newspaper quiz? A bowling alley. I didn't catch that. I remember the old man wanted a bowling alley. He thought he'd win. I didn't know they said someone actually won it. Who is the narrator? The narrator? What the fuck? Who is the narrator? Narrator. Ralphie as an adult. Who confirmed to the boys that a person's tongue would stick to a flagpole in the winter? Schwartz's dad. Okay, and this is the last one here. What is written on the chalkboard when the kids first enter the classroom? Yeah, but what math problems and what music bars? Huh? I mean, you can't just give out a general answer there. Which math problems? Okay, that does it for the game today. We got enough to do it one more time tomorrow. Here, you can do a red question here. This is the bottom. All I want for Christmas. Each opponent writes down their least favorite holiday food. So go do that somewhere. Just on some random person's blog or comment or something like that. Write down your least favorite Christmas food. Yeah, that does it for today, guys. I will be back tomorrow. You can like, subscribe, share, and leave a comment and a review or whatever the fuck. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ScottHay86. Follow me on Twitch at Scabies86. And hold on, for all of you that are still here, I'm going to find one of these Christmas jokes. I'm going to find a good one, so I'll be right back. Okay, here you go. For all you that were patient, what do you get when Jack Frost turns on the radio? Really cool music. Have a good day. I'll be out of there, out of here, and I'll see you tomorrow.